Blog Talk Radio.
Those that know it and you want to stand and sing it with us, it's okay. Church choir, you can stand right where you are. Song says, I do. Oh, no, no, yes. Let's say that again. I really do.
Come on, Lord, I love you, Jesus.
about you. He was there late in the midnight. Lord, I love you. Yes, I do love Jesus. I really do love him, I think.
I do.
Lord, I love him.
Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless and praise God this afternoon. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. To Fresh Fire Friday. Amen. Praise God. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this afternoon. We thank and praise God for you, and allow me to come into your home on this afternoon, praise God, hallelujah, where we come to lift up the name of Jesus, where we come to give him the praise, hallelujah. We thank God for his grace. We thank God for his mercy. We thank God for this day, the day that he has made. He said that we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, you know how we do. Praise God. We're going to pray, hallelujah, and loud the Lord to have his way on today. Let us bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. With our sacrifice on today, with the power of prayer, because without the power of prayer, things will not change. Amen. Praise God. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, God. We lift you up, God, in the name of Jesus. God, as we come, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Father God, that you will have thine own way, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, move by your Holy Spirit that only you can do on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we look to the hills with cometh our help. Well, we know that our help comes from you, God, who made heaven and earth and all that therein, Father. So we thank you, Father God, on today, Lord God. Now, God, we ask, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you clear the airways, oh God. God, even now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, rain on us a fresh new anointing, a new power, a new authority deep within our soul, God, today, Lord God. And we say thank you, Father, for what you're going to do, how we're going to lift you up, and how we're going to praise you on today, Father. We give you the glory. We give you the glory. Yes, we do, Father. And we thank you, Father, for all things great and small. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, God, I ask that you move by your Holy Spirit. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name, and I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen. Welcome, everyone, to Fresh Fire Friday. Let us put a song on, and let us start giving God the glory.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room, and it's here for me. Oh, there's a breakthrough in this room. God, wherever you are, miracles are breaking off in your house. You are
right, all right, all right. Put a praise on it. Whatever you believe in God for, hallelujah, put a praise on it. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. Whatever you believe your Father for, glory to his name. Put a praise on it. Glory to God. God loves our faith. Faith in action. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank and praise God for we putting the praise on it tonight. Glory to his name. He is our peace on today. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for he is our peace. Hallelujah. We know that the enemy come to steal our peace. Amen. Praise God. But if we keep our minds stayed on Jesus, he said, I'll keep you in perfect peace. How about that, people of God? Hallelujah. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. And hallelujah, you will have the peace that you need, because only Jesus can give you that peace that surpasses all understanding, to keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. He is your peace on today.
Don't you ever, you don't have to cry. God sees, he sees what you're going through. Oh, yes, he does. God is willing and he's able. This didn't catch him by surprise.
All right, all right. Amen. Sometimes we got to step aside and get out his way. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that song on today. I tell you, that song will never, never, never go out. Praise God. Hallelujah. But guess what, y'all? Hallelujah. Let's keep on going. It's Fresh Fire Friday time. Amen. Praise God. And I'm excited on today, praise God, as we go higher in the spiritual realm, amen, as we worship the Lord, as we pray, hallelujah, glory to God, as we praise him on this afternoon, my God, I give it glory.
I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God. Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season,
you need a healing.
All right. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. When he said, hallelujah, when you look up, Lord, don't do it without me. See, you got to look up high. Yes, Holy Spirit, because he is the only one. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, please, please don't do it without me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, while you're passing out blessings, Jesus, hallelujah, remember me for good. Come on, somebody. We got to talk to the Lord. Hallelujah. You got to mean business. Praise God. Lord, don't do it without me. Praise God. Look to the heavens, people of God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. We on fire tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's lift him up. Let's praise his name. Come on, let's give him some glory tonight. Hallelujah. While he may be found. Come on. Hallelujah. And after this song, praise God, I'll be giving you, amen, the power word for the night, the fresh fruit. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
They said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I'd never amount to anything. But I'm glad to say that I'm on my way. And I'm growing more. Out here to stay.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hold on, amen, to his hand. Hallelujah. He will lead you to the promised land. Amen. That's that place, amen, of peace and joy and rest for your soul. Amen. Praise God. I thank God on today. Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, how many know, praise God, you might have started out with some folks, amen, praise God, but you are still yet holding on to the horns of the altar. Amen. Don't you let go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because many, many have turned back. God said it's best. Amen. Hallelujah. To keep our hands on the plow than to turn back. Praise God. So I thank God for that song on today. Because, yes, we are still yet holding on to his unchanging hand. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Tonight, amen, I want to take you to a passage of scripture. Amen. We are with our power word, our fresh fruit. Amen. Praise God for tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Proverbs 29:18. Praise God. The Bible says, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But happy is he who keeps the law. And when I thought about it, when he said the people cast off restraint, their behavior, their self-control, having God's word, come on, means little if we are not going to obey it. I want to speak that tonight. Amen. Praise God. Because we can have so much word, but not obey God. So when I, this week, praise God, I kept hearing the Spirit of God. He kept saying, look beyond. Look beyond. I want to put that in your spirit tonight. What do you see? Look beyond what you see. The eyes are very essential in our walk with God. If your eyes see according to God's leading, you will always move forward. I want to talk to us tonight, praise God. And I'm not going to be long with the power word tonight, but I want you to get this. He said, what do you see? Where there is no vision, no redemptive revelation of God, the people perish. But he who keeps the law of God, which includes that of man, blessed, happy, fortunate, and invaluable is he. The Bible says in Habakkuk 2:3, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, he said, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. People with sad past, your past, needs to picture a bright future. No matter what your past looked like, picture a bright future. A vision is something we see in our mind, our mental insight. As one definition puts it, it may be something God plants in us supernaturally or something we see on purpose. It involves the way we think about our past, our future, and ourselves. Take a positive look at the possibilities of the future and speak of those things that do not exist as though they exist, and thereby call them forth. I'm talking to somebody tonight.
Think and speak about your future in a positive way according to what God has placed in your heart, according to what you have seen in the past or are seeing even now in your present. God has a great future for you. Believe it and confess it. See, I'm going to challenge you to start believing that something good is going to happen to you. Ask God for a vision to pursue and believe you can do whatever you need to do in life through Christ. Do not have a give up easy attitude. Let your faith soar. Be creative with your thoughts. Take an inventory and ask yourself, what have I believed lately? An honest answer may help you understand why you have not been receiving what you have wanted to receive. Allow God's redemptive revelation, his vision, to lead you away from dead end, come on somebody, of your life and give you a vision for your future. See, we need a vision for our future. We need a revelation from God. We need a revelation from the Holy Ghost. Look beyond, he said, where you are and see with the eyes of faith. Believe in God even for the impossible. The Bible says in Romans 4:18, a hopeful mind, attitude, a ministry, peace and joy, while fear and discouragement steals both. Start your blessings by saying you love your life. See, a lot of times we don't even like our life. We can't see beyond. Come on, Holy Ghost. See beyond where you're at right now. See beyond what you're going through. See beyond, glory to God, your past might have been jacked up, but see beyond, praise God, hallelujah. Sometimes we get stuck because we still think about the past. Start your blessing by saying you love your life and be thankful in all things, no matter what the circumstances may be. Do not limit your vision. That is your power word for tonight. See beyond. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See beyond, people. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. And guess what? It will be your time.
To be blessed,
and for your faithfulness.
waited for so long, but you held on and you were strong. And for your faithfulness, it's your time. You encouraged everyone else when you needed it for yourself. And I want you to know that for your faithfulness, it's your have been working in the vineyard for the Lord for what seems like a lifetime. You have dreamed and you've worked towards things that you wanted to accomplish for yourself. But somehow your biggest goals always seem to be just out of your reach. But the Lord told me to tell you that He knows who you are. Yes, He's seen your work and He's also seen your tears. And He wants you to know today that you're not forgotten. He's here to reward you for all your faithfulness. For He said in His word that if you would delight yourself in Him, He will give you the desires of your heart. In other words, not only will He give you what you need, but He promised to give you whatever you want. So don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Hang in there and prepare yourself for your blessing. Your time now.
Praise God. I believe it. Praise God. It is our time. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We just got to take the limits off. Amen. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Like He said, prepare yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. And guess what, y'all? They said, but what did God say?
They said you wouldn't make it, but God said I'll open doors. They said it was over for you, but God said it has just begun. They said They said you didn't have a dream, no. God said you have heard. They said this problem will never end. But God says I'm bringing you out, my child. They said you might as well throw in the towel. But God said this storm is just for a while. They talked on you. They prayed. May have even lied to you. But in the midst of all of that, God still raised up the champion.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We just got to know. Amen. Praise God. Many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. When God has his hands on you, praise God, you can't go to the left. You can't go to the right. Praise God. You got to know, praise God, that he's still yet holding us into that place. He's still yet catapulting us into that place. He's still yet hiding us from the enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because why? His hands is on you. Praise God. And yes, you are the chosen one. No matter what goes on, amen, in your life, praise God, keep on going. Hallelujah. And we bless the name of the Lord today. Amen. Praise God. You have been on the air. Amen. With no other than the one and only. Amen. Praise God. Apostle Calvin McNeil on Fresh Fire Friday. And I thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. Allowing me to come into your space. Amen. To come into your home. No matter where you at. Praise God. Hallelujah. The word will reach you. Come on, somebody. We give God the glory tonight. Praise God. With that being said, hallelujah. I'm going to just give you some announcements. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray out tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And leave you with a song. How about that? Amen. Praise God. We thank God on tonight. Amen. Don't forget, tonight is Friday. Amen. On Sunday morning at 9 a.m., you will be on the air with Apostle
Carolyn McNeil at 9 a.m. sharp. Amen. Praise God. And don't forget your fix at 6. Amen. With Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Amen. At 6 p.m. on Monday night. Praise God. And glory to God. Glory to God. Right back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bishop Thurman Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries. Praise God. Hallelujah. And on Wednesday, weekly word workout with Lady T. Praise God. And we thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. And don't forget, we have a newcomer. Amen. Pastor Ilona Waters, True Vine International Ministry. Amen. On Thursday night, praise God, at 6 p.m. Praise God. Let us start all with a good week. Amen. Praise God. Allowing God to place the word deep on the inside of us. Amen. That we can't fall short. He said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Praise God. So that word go deep in our soul. Amen. And we will not sin against him. Amen. Praise God. Stay under the word. Stay under the anointing. Stay under the fire. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God, where God can get the glory out of your life. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Lord, we're going to give ourselves before you today. Hi. Yes, Holy Spirit. We give our heart to you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hi. Yes, Holy Spirit. Please teach us to be humble, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give our feet over to you, Lord God. Hi. Yes, Holy Spirit. Help us not to stumble, Father. Oh, God, we give our eyes, glory to God. We know our eyes belong to you, Lord. Hallelujah, to see your holy way, Father God. Help us to look straight ahead and seek you every day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hi, yes, Holy Ghost. With our ears, let us hear, Lord, every time you call us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give ourselves to you, Lord. We will obey your law. We will obey your word. We give our hands to you, Lord. We lift our hands up to you in praise and honor and glory, Father. We lift our hands. We will worship you, Lord, all the days of our life, all the days, our blessed days, Father God, because we know that you have blessed our days, God. Our mouths we give it to you, Lord, that we will shout victory, because we know that we have victory, Father God. We belong to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Now we are yours, God, and we thank you, Father, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your sovereignty, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, as you told us today, God, look beyond what we see. Take the limits off of you, Father, that we will give you praise, we will give you honor, and we will give you glory. Now, Father, we bless you, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name, and I'm going to leave you with a song. I thank you all for coming on and enjoying what God has done on tonight. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Now, I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it, and now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
why